الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا. وقال الله تعالى ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خير الناس من طال عمره وحسن عمله او كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. دوشي بالله respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, it is the sheer mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the tawfiq, the opportunity to worship Him alone, and that He has placed in our hearts the love for Tawheed, the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, He only has given us the tawfiq towards Sirat-e-Mustaqim. A word which should be familiar with every Muslim male or female, Sirat-e-Mustaqim. In every raka'at, male or female, the mu'min makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Begging Allah, beseeching Him that, O Allah, give us guidance towards Sirat al-Mustaqim. Keep us firm on Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path, the path of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, the route that is one way to Jannat only, the gates of Jannat. Sirat al-Mustaqim is the only system that can save us from the fire of hell, from the torments of Jahannam. That is why it is extremely important that for the entire duration of the lifespan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we have to be firm and strong, making sure that we are in the right lane, we remain in the right lane. It is not an easy task to stay on the path of the Prophets, Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, on the path of the companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on the path of the pious people. It is not easy. Many distractions around us. Many things in the world want to push us out from the right path, from the right lane. Extremely important that we chain ourselves to the right path, that we lock ourselves to Sirat-e-Mustaqim until death. Sirat-e-Mustaqim, Seedha Rasta. Respected brothers and elders, the only way assurance is given to us for any individual
to stay firm on Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path, is that if he or she is to take guidance, guidelines from the Holy Quran, from the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise it is virtually mission impossible to stay firm on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Seedhi raah ke upar chalna, ye bada mushkil kaam hai. Koi aasan kaam nahi hai. بہت سی مشکلات, بہت سی ایسی چیزیں ہیں دنیا کے اندر جو انسان کو سیدھے راہ سے ہٹانا چاہتی ہے. Definitely, without a doubt. We have to take the prescription given to us from the Quran. We have to swallow that tablet that Allah has given us in the Quran to remain firm. Every prophet, even Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the Rasul made this dua, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. All the prophets, read the Quran and you'll see. The very first discipline given to us, by which we can make ourselves strong and firm on Sirat al-Mustaqim, we have to take that discipline inside us. The first sabak, when the child goes to the madrasa, he starts from Alif, Be, Te, Re. The first sabak the Quran teaches you is to recognize your enemy. If you know what is beneficial for you, then one must also know what is harmful to you. The opposite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ. Verily the shaitan is your enemy, O followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The shaitan will attack you more than a Christian, than a Jew, than a Hindu, than a Sikh, or any other person. You are on Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Allah has given you the key to Jannah. The shaitan will attack you more. So make sure you understand. Inna shaitana lakum aduun. Shaitan is your enemy. If shaitan is our enemy, what are we to do? Allah says, فَتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Shaitan tumhara khula dushman hai, usko apna dushman banao, dushman samjho. Make sure you treat him as your enemy. Make him your enemy. Make him your enemy. Shaitan is the enemy. But the sorrow state of the ummah today is such that we Muslims are fighting each other. We Muslims are slandering each other, dishonoring each other. We the Muslims have hasad with each other. We Muslims are prepared to swear at each other. We Muslims are prepared to expose information, give information. We Muslims are prepared to lock down our own Muslim brothers. We Muslims are prepared to virtually sell out anything and do anything absolutely to see that Muslim brother go down. That is how much the shaitan is inside us. فَإِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلِهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Jeebat on the tip of every tongue. Backbiting. Of who? Kufar? No, Muslims. Muslims. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi was questioned by some of the students. Hazrat, we never ever see you making ghibat, you never backbite. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi gave a beautiful answer. He said, if I was to backbite, if I wanted to make ghibat, I would make ghibat of my own mother. Agar mujhe kisi ki ghibat karni hongi, to main apni walida majida ki ghibat karta. The student said, Hazrat, why would you want to make ghibat of your mother? Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi said that by making ghibat, automatically the good deeds of that individual who is making ghibat are transferred to that person for whom ghibat is being made. Nek amal foran ye ghibat aisi khatarnak bimari hai ki insaan ki achi amal bil faur achi amal hajj kiya ho wo namaz ada ki ho wo tahajjud ada ki ho wo zakat di ho wo masjid mein khairat ki ho 50,000 pound apne diye ho wo bil faur wo nekiya chali jati hai us aadmi ki taraf jiski taraf aapne nisbat ki ya buri baat kiya. So if I was going to do ghibat, I'd rather give my good deeds to my own mother. She deserves it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. We should recognize who the enemy is. Who the enemy is. The shaitan does not come in his natural form. The shaitan comes in a fantastic disguise. We have to identify. We have to see how the shaitan operates. Allah has given us the intellect. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ. Keep your brothers close to you. Honor them. Respect them. Look after them. Their wealth, their property, their everything, the blood is honorable. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Shaitan is your enemy. Have we made the shaitan our enemy? Let's ponder. Let us make muraqabah. Dekhe to sahi, zara jaankh kar andar ki humne shaitan ko apna dost banaya hai ya shaitan ko apna dushman banaya hai. What is the level of our iman? Yesterday a colleague, a friend of mine was telling me, as he was coming towards the masjid, the muazzin was giving out the azan, hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. A young Muslim youth, jawan admi, 20 saal ka hoga. Saying to him that he had his earphones in the ears, plugged in. Very kindly, the Maulana is saying to him, Azan ho rahi hai, what are you listening to? The young Muslim child says to the Maulana, that I am listening to the score, football commentary, what will happen to my team Liverpool? This is the status of Iman, the level of Iman. Liverpool ka kya hoga? I'm listening to the commentary. When the Muazzin is giving Adhan, he is listening to the commentary. What is happening to my team, Liverpool, to the Kuffar? What is happening to the Kuffar? What will happen? Division 1 mein se kitna niche girenge? Ya European Cup or whatever, I don't follow football, but what is happening to them? I want to hear what is happening to Liverpool. When thousands and thousands of our Palestinian brothers are dying, being butchered and massacred by the greatest terrorists on the surface of this earth, Ariel Sharon, and our youth don't even know what is happening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the tawfiq. How many individuals cry and make dua for the brothers in Palestine who are dying? Whilst Masjid Aqsa is there, how many brothers have the tawfiq to make dua? Chechnyans went out, wiped out everyone. What is happening? Go downstairs, have a look at the pictures. And the ummah is worried what will happen to Liverpool. That is the level of our iman. May Allah give us the tawfiq. But without a doubt, the Muslims of England are much more stronger compared to other Muslims living in Muslim countries. الحمد لله رب العالمين. إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا. I have no hesitation to speak out my mind. I don't fear no one except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't answer to anyone here. I answer to my Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think what you want to think. Everyone is judged by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُهُ عَدُوًا. Shaitan is your enemy. Take him to be your enemy. Make him your enemy. Recognize your enemy. Recognize your opponent who is there. Respect and honor your fellow Muslim brothers. If someone says something to you good, take it. Have the power and courage to take it. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُهُ عَدُوًا. The very first tablet given to us by the Quran for us to stay firm on Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path. The second prescription in order for us to stay firm on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Every individual in this world loves a shoulder to lean on, a lap to rest on. Every individual. Someone depends on their friends. Someone depends on the brothers. Someone depends on the children. Someone is depending on the parents. Someone depends on the wealth that he has got. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran reminds us, anyone who is a believer, a mu'min, a Muslim, you are not to depend on anyone. You are to only depend on me, the Khaliq, the Malik, Razzaq, Rahman, Rahim. Tumhara bharosa sirf mere upar ho. Kainat mein jitne ghair muslim hai, unka bharosa jin cheezon ke upar ho, unki marzi hai. Lekin woh mu'minin muslimin, tumhara bharosa sirf mere upar ho. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ Anyone who puts his entire complete reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ Then Allah is sufficient for him. Allah is clearly kafi hai. Who can do muqabla of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who can do muqabla? Bharosa only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I'm not saying that that's it, you're ill now, mashallah, or I'm not going to the doctor, why Marana Sahib said, have bharosa on Allah. That is not Islam. No. That is not Islam. We are to Allah Akbar take refuge on asbab conditions. But the final product should be tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once the decision is made, with everything in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ When you are firm, when you make an intention, have bharosa on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the second prescription. Recognize the shaitan, he is your enemy in this world. Number two, have full reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third prescription given to us. The principal prescription, the principal discipline given to us is to choose the right friend in this world. To choose the right friend. The Quran, Allah is Rahman and Rahim, Allah is the merciful one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even helps us to choose the right friend. A friend that will never ever turn his back on us. A friend that will help you all the time, a companion that will stay with you at all times, good moments and at difficult times. All the time he is there with you. And to understand that, let me narrate in front of you a beautiful hadith. The beautiful words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The narrator is Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala an says, يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتَ صَلَاةٌ يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتَ صَلَاةٌ That three things follow the mayyit. Three things follow the mayyit. Janaza. When a person dies, three things come with him. The three connections which he made in this world, three things come with him. He's no longer alive. Janaza hai, mayyat hai. He's described as mayyat, someone who is dead, finished. The ruh is out. Khatam. Yatbahul mayyat, salatun. Teen cheezes. Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam is saying, ahluhu. وَمَالُهُ وَعَمَلُهُ His family members come, the wealth comes, and the good actions of that deceased individual come. Teen cheeze uske saath aati hai. Who is the best friend? Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam is saying, فَيَرْجِعُ إِثْنَان وَيَبْقَى وَاحِدٌ From the three connections that he made in this world, the three companions, Let me use that word companion, metaphorically speaking. The three friends that he made in this world, two return away. Ghar wale aate hai janaze tak, maal daulat uski aati janaze tak. Uski aamal bhi, wo hum dekh nahi sakte, lekin wo bhi aate hai. Teen cheeze aati hai. Aap sallallahu alaihi wa sallam ne kaha, teenon mein se do to wapas chali jaati hai. The body is laid down all alone. the dust, the soil is put back into the ground. And the Imam Sahib is making dua, reading the Quran. Everyone goes away. Even the close ones go away. Rishtedar bhi chale jate, saare chale jate. With their family members, the wealth also turns away. Father, brother, uncle, everyone goes away. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, the most sincere friend in this world is his good action. Aisi wafadari ke kabar mein bhi usko akela nahi chhoda. Ghar walon ne chhod diya, biwi ne chhod diya, aulaad usko chhod kar aa gayi. Maal daulat sab kabla zari sab khatam. Lekin nek amal, when the body is put down, the namaz goes inside, the zakat goes inside, the hajj goes inside, the roza go inside, the kalima go inside, la ilaha illallah, the recitation of the Quran goes inside, in the grave, nobody goes, but the amal go inside. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, that like how one makes tawaf of Kaaba, the amal saliha make tawaf of that individual. The Munkar and Nakir, the angels recognize straight away that ye koi Allah wala aya hai. The light is there. The light is there. Zakat is there. All the good actions are there. And when the three questions are put forward to him, one question, the third question will be, ma taqulu bi hadha rajul? What is your opinion of this beautiful face? The face of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you recognize him? If he is a mu'min, a believer, if his life was full of good actions, and he will not hesitate, he will say, without a doubt, he is Khatamun Nabiyyin, Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the mighty messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is it. Everything is over for him from there, my respected brothers. The first station of Jannah starts from his qabr because of his good actions. But if his life was not of good actions, then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. You can live for a century, ek-so-sal. You can live for 102 years, but if your life passes in the condition of kufr, believe me, you are a loser in this world. Nothing. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam has mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Kareem. Aqallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the hadith, khayrun nas, the best amongst you, is that person, man tala umruhu, who Allah has given a very, very long life. Very, very long life. Achhi umar, lambi zindagi Allah ne usko di. Lekin, lambi zindagi kaisi, long life as in what? Wa hasuna amaluhu, and in that long life, he has not wasted his time. He has been punctual. Good actions are there in that long life. Good actions. Achhe amal. That is the key to salvation. Good actions, my respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters listening at home. Our sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith has mentioned, narrator is Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam has said, al-masahibu kathiratun, in the world, tragedy comes to an individual in different ways, in different forms. No tragedy is a tragedy. وَأَعْظَمُ الْمَصَائِبِ ذَحَابُ الْوَقْتِ بِلَا فَائِدَةٍ. The greatest tragedy is for one to waste his time in this world. That is the greatest tragedy. To waste his time in this world. Respected brothers, how many people live close to Masjid Umar? How many people? Evington and Oldby is flooded. The prices of the houses have increased. The house which you could buy for 80,000, now you have to pay 150,000. Dreams are shattered for many people. Muslims are buying house. Ji, kahan masjid ke kareeb? Kisi kahan jaane? MashaAllah, ji, masjid ke kareeb rehna hai. Masjid ke kareeb. We want to buy a house near the mosque. We want to buy a house near the mosque. Then how many people come to the masjid? You buy a house near the masjid. How many people come to the masjid? When will the nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come, my respected brothers? Allah give us the tawfiq. Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam's life. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, the greatest Nabi, the Prophet Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen. I would long that Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam would rest with me for half an hour, for a little bit of time in the night. Our sallallahu alayhi wasallam would stand straight away, make wudu and say Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Aisha says that I would see the auspicious feet of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam puff up, stooj jate thi, varama jata tha, puff up. This is how much he would make ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The companions would say, Ya Rasulullah, why? You are ma'asooman il-khata, afala an akuna abdan shakura. Should I not be grateful to my Lord that He has made me Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen? Should we not be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has made us from the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How difficult is it for Allah to take away the iman from our hearts and substitute us for another person who is a non-Muslim? What difficulty is it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah give us all the tawfiq, my respected brothers. فَإِذَا فَرَدْتَ فَانْصَرْ حُزُرْ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ was reminded, the minute you complete your mission, there is no rest. فَانْصَرْ, stand up, worship Allah. وَإِذَا رَبِّكَ فَرْغَبْ, turn your hopes and your intentions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. It is very easy to say, Allah Rahman hai, Allah Rahim hai, inshallah everything will be fine. No, look at the Quran. Allah says, when the balance is heavy, نَعْمَيْ عَمَالْ هَوِي هُنْغِي تُوْبْ أَمَّا مَنْ فَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَةِ. Then he will live a pleasant life. وَأَمَّا مَنْ حَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ, and when his balance is light, not heavy, فَأُمُّهُ عَاوِيَةِ, the Quran is saying, then for him is Hawiya. Allah is saying, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَةَ. Do you know what is Hawiya? Do you know what is Hawiya? We know what is OP, we know what is Highfield, we know what is Birmingham, we know all the cities in the world, all the countries in the world. Allah is saying, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَةَ. Do you know what is Hawiya? An area of Jahannam. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَةَ. نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ. Allahu Akbar. Seriously, blazing fire. This is Namai Amal. Is not heavy. Then that is where he will have to go. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal on what has been said. Allah give the speaker the tawfiq. Allah give the listeners the tawfiq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nusrat descend especially on our brothers in Palestine and all the brothers throughout the world, our Muslim brothers in India, all the brothers everywhere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to make amal on the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.